very quiet. Who's there?
That would be Joyner.
Ah.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, how's the weather?
Around here, it's delightful.
Oh, wow.
It was 70-something yesterday, and I think it peaked at 60-something this morning, and now it's dropping back down into the 50s, but even still.
Huh. We've had lots of rain and cooler weather for us.
Well, it's got to go someplace.
Yes, it does. So what else has gone? Hey, Lila.
Hello.
Well, we must have an election coming up sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Must we?
Well, I think our primary is actually the week after Super Duper Tuesday, but I have to check. I should check that soon because I'm an election judge.
Uh-huh.
I need to be there on time.
Well, our state has a closed primary, so I'm disenfranchised.
Well, we have a closed primary as well. Actually, Maryland independent voters can vote on the local issues, of course.
Hmm.
It's a good time to slip school board candidates and things like that.
Is Las Cruces still growing like crazy?
Yes.
Wow. Where's all the influx coming from?
Retirees from California and the Midwest.
Hmm. Hmm.
Among other things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, Todd, you're early.
You mean it's not 5 minutes after the hour?
Right. Uh-huh. Must be good traffic.
No, I decided not to try and do something more before the telecon.
Abandon hope, all ye who dial in here.
Somebody has to tell a joke. That's our new thing. We need to have a joke at the very beginning.
Can it be a blonde joke?
It can be any joke.
Okay, I heard a good one.
The only blonde joke I know right now is Hillary Clinton.
No politics, no politics.
Oh, there was no constraint. Let's get our requirements right.
So we need use cases before we can tell a joke?
That's a good joke.
Well, we're light.
No self-deprecating jokes.
Ah.
That would be a self-deprecating joke.
Well, that's only because we have no...
Hey, Dick.
Good morning, Arn.
We're waiting for more. So right now we have Lyle, Todd, and Dick, Betty, and Elizabeth, and myself. Did I miss anybody? We're sort of light this morning. Hey, Susie.
Hello.
Are you by yourself?
Ed will wander in and out. He can't help it. He works here. He tries real hard not to listen.
Okay.
We don't need any jokes this morning. Everybody's in good humor.
Yeah. Hey, Mitch. Hey, Rose.
Hello.
Hey, Ron.
Sounds like there was a third person.
Yeah, there was a third one. Who didn't announce?
Adams.
Steve. Okay. Okay. Well, I think we have... everybody seems to be in but NAEF and Imaging. And headquarters. Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Okay. You were saying...
Well, if Imaging and NAEF are meeting are missing, do we really need to know what we're looking at or where it is, I guess is the question?
No. Imaging in the second part would be good. So, let's get started.
All right.
So the first on the agenda is 3-1118 at ICD SIS's to Volume Documentation and Standards Ref. And that was Elizabeth is leading that with Susie and me. You want to talk about that one, Elizabeth?
Hang on a second. I thought our last... Oops, wrong spot.
I think where we left it is I had made a proposal to Susie to make some amendments. Susie sent an email with some clarification.
Right, and you were going to send out a telecon notice to have a follow-up telecon, small working group telecon.
Oh, was I supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Darn. Yep. In fact, you're right. I have a little note right here. Set a meeting, which I never did. Okay. So I'll make another note. Okay, set up. Okay.
Oh, and my notes on that run say that Dick Simpson would like to be included.
Correct.
I've added them to the working group.
Okay.
That's right. He initially agreed with me and then changed his mind, I remember. Okay, cool. Okay, so I'll set up a meeting with the working group. I'll send an email and ask for when people are available. Typically, I try to do it on the alternate Wednesdays, but that hasn't been sort of working. So anything else on 118? Okay. 3-119.
I haven't heard anything from Chris since we last talked about this, so as far as I know, there's no update.
Are any imaging people here?
No. I got an email earlier from Patty, and that was about it. Okay. Three-1123, that's deleted from the agenda. As someone pointed out, I keep trying to throw this in for some reason. I don't know why. Not even one of my favorites.
Presumably that has been announced to the MC, and it should be an implementation, right? I don't remember any calls for a vote on it at the MC level.
That is correct. It's now in the, yeah, it's got an a status of approved. I probably have not sent out a follow-up notice making that clear to the MC, which I should do. Let me write that down, actually.
So the MC has voted and approved it or not?
It was one of those TG-approved ones. Nobody on the MC protested after they were notified.
Oh, okay. So by default, it was approved.
You got it.
Looks like the website needs updating, too.
Yep.
The one on the main servers does. The database is up to date. The problem is that the public web server is not yet reflecting that. The if you look at the interface on Starlight, it's up to date.
Okay. So, Elizabeth, you have an action item.
Yes, I know. We get the website fixed. Big action item.
Okay, 1124, PSDD enhancement, add case to keywords of type character. I'm the lead. I think I had another action item on this one.
Yeah, you were supposed to contact Sean and Mike to discuss implementation options and then report back to the working group.
Actually, I talked with them about implementation items, but options. But what I finally came to the conclusion is I think, Lyle, you should need to be in on this one as well. Because I think this was really one of your concerns, right?
Yes.
So what I'll do is I'll set up another telecon.
Fine.
And then we can all discuss it, the entire group. So the group is myself, Mike Kyanin, so I'll have Mike and Sean there. Lyle, Todd, Elizabeth, and Dick. Okay, and then we can all go over implementation options.
Okay, can you repeat the list? Okay, you had Todd, Dick, Mike Kyanin, yourself, me, who else?
Okay, here, I'll read my list.
Yeah.
So myself, Mike Kyanin, Lyle, Todd, you, and Dick.
Okay, not Sean. And actually, why do I need to be involved in this? I guess actually I was discussing it
with
you.
You're
okay.
Part of the working group.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
The website lists you that.
That's fine. I haven't got it in the notes here, but I will make that correction. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
So I have two action items.
Should Lyle be formally added, or is he already?
I am added.
He is part of the working group.
Okay.
He's there, and
nothing trouble.
Actually, the list that Ron gave is the list for the working group.
Yeah.
Except for Sean, but Sean is coming in as a technical advisor.
Okay, I didn't copy the notes correctly. It's a Flexstar from okay. That's
all invitation.
Okay, anything else on 1124? No. Moving to 1126. Multiple occurrences of the same keyword in an object. valid or not. And you're the lead.
Yeah, no, nothing has happened on that still. But there is actually a 50-50 chance that I will get back to do something about this in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's better than it has been doing for over a month now. So.
I saw some emails flying around between you and Steve.
Yes, and I think, well, me and Steve and Lyle and the other people in the group, and I think we've got a consensus on this one. I just need to formally write it up and make sure that I didn't miss any subtleties in the messages that went through.
Gotcha.
So it's been waiting on me for the sort of next phase. 1127, the discussion hasn't gone anywhere because it basically depends on the resolution of 1126.
Okay. 1129, add FIT and FTS as reserved extensions in Table 10.1 of the standard draft. Elizabeth,
yeah,
you're the only one.
Right. I've been working on a writing up a quick SCR for that, and I was going to get that out to Carol and Betty are formally on my working group just to do a quick review, and then we can probably do an email vote on this one, I would recommend.
Okay, so Carol and Betty are on the working group.
Yeah.
You're going to have an action item to write the SCR.
Which node is this sort of, or problem is this addressing?
It basically came out of a discussion we had two telecons ago. I can't even remember the discussion now, but it had to do with FITS headers or something like that.
And I'm fuzzy on this, so please take this with a grain of salt. But there was someone whose name escapes me now who was trying to do, I think, some sort of verification on a typical small bodies data set. And this was a discussion with a data provider. And he told the data provider that FITS was not allowed in PDS. And then, of course, it came back to the SBN where we've had FITS for years and years and years. And it turned out to be one of those situations where one person was interpreting reserved to be an exclusive list as opposed to these are reserved. So in any event, the upshot was, well, maybe since it's a common extension in the small bodies node data sets, we should actually make the extension reserved in PDS and sort of avoid this kind of confusion and ambiguity in the future. I didn't explain that very well. Does it make sense to anybody?
Yes.
I understood. Now,
okay.
Carol Meese, which node is she with?
She's a small body. She does the asteroid stuff.
Oh, okay.
Small body.
All right.
Actually, that reminds me of something. When we're done with this, let me know.
Anything else on 1129? Okay, we're done with it.
Okay, I got email from Elizabeth probably well before the holidays about the movie working group. I can't remember the SCR number.
There's two of them, 1098 and 1099.
Okay. I'm trying to find things to offload because clearly I don't have enough time to keep up with this. So Carol and Rose have both offered to take over the discussions on that particular SCR. So could you remove me and add them?
Sure.
And if they have larger issues, then they'll contact me. But
okay. And okay. Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So that takes us to the end of this. There's no imaging node people for the discussion on, I was actually more interested in a status from them on what they were planning on doing, given that this wasn't well received the last time, but they're not on.
Report on that, Ron.
I'm sorry?
I can report on that.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about item two.
Uh-huh, sorry.
And yeah. Which really originated with me.
Oh.
But the issue has gone away.
Oh.
This was for an LRO mini RF label that Randy Kirk was trying to write to do this, and I persuaded him to do it a different way.
Cool. Good. Okay.
Hey.
You should get a special treat for that.
Exactly.
Cookies? Chocolate chip cookies? That'd be good.
I would mail you one, but I think by the time you got it, it would lose something in translation.
Okay. Anything else somebody wants to bring up?
Yeah, I sent you some emails this morning, Ron. We need to get the movie stuff onto the agenda. Also, Susie had requested the last telecon that we add. There's a discussion you guys were having about units.
Yeah, I totally dropped that one. I'm sorry. I just was,
I think we all drop stuff over the holidays, but just wanted to make sure that gets added to the next agenda.
Okay. Back to the units. Yeah, sure. Okay. Anything else? Anybody wants favorite topics?
Hey, Ron, if you remind me a week ahead, I'll actually do something about units to send out things ahead of time so we can all talk about the same thing.
Okay. Gotcha. I can do that. Cool. Okay. Anything else, anybody? Okay, next one, 2 weeks again.
2 weeks would be the 23rd?
Yep.
As far as I know, it's clear.
Okay, and on that, Steve would like to take over the meeting to discuss. Well, go ahead, Steve.
Oh, yeah, I have a Management Council action item to present the PDS information model that reflects the PDS 3 standards.
Mm-hmm.
To present it to the group and have them look at it and give feedback on it. So we'll probably spend at least an hour and a half on that. I'll try to get a presentation and a document or two documents out at least a week before that meeting for you to look at.
Okay. Steve, I have a couple messages from you from, just before Christmas that arrived basically after I left for the holidays that I actually haven't had a chance to read carefully yet, but they're on the docket for this week.
Good, yeah. The request was by Dan that I form a working group that supports that task.
Okay.
And so your name was mentioned, and hopefully you can help out.
All righty.
A working group to support what task, Steve?
The specification, information model specification.
Okay.
So do people want to try and now schedule a standards meeting, say, a week after the 23rd, or just keep, so what I'm asking is, do we want to have a standards meeting sooner than 4 weeks?
Well, the other thing, you know, the PDS4 data model effort or working group is supposed to have a tech review of its efforts, I think February 20th, but, you know, that's more than 4 weeks away.
Mm.
But we should put that on the agenda for, you know, future meeting as well.
So you're proposing to take over the standards time for that meeting as well?
Well, what we've been tasked also from the Management Council is have a tech review of the PDS4 information model,
mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, separate from Steve's activity.
Okay. So,
you know, as I understood it, we needed we need the assistance of a broader review for these specifications for the PDS3 information model and for the PDS4 because we're going to try and draw a line between the two. You know, we're going to try and figure out how we can do migration.
Okay, so the 23rd is the PDS3 information model. 220 would be the PDS4 information model?
Yeah.
Okay.
Todd, do you know when you're going to have that white paper done?
We're working on it. The working group, it should arrive, well, we're supposed to have the working group review the draft that's going to go to the tech committee by February 7th so that there's a two-week lead time before the technical working group, you know, the broader discussion within the working group, in the technical working group. So we hope to get it, you know, circulated 2 weeks before the telecon.
That will be useful.
Right.
These things are not easy to review.
Yeah, I know. And it's actually, our working group will probably produce maybe four separate documents that are used together to do the review. But we're still, you know, other than the white paper that was presented to the Management Council, which got rewritten after the Management Council meeting, we don't have drafts for the other documents yet.
Have you resent the rewrite to the Management Council, or are you holding off until after you get through all of these other reviews?
No, the intent is to get. We were supposed to get it before the end of the year, you know, before the end of 2007, back to the Management Council. It was sent out for review within the working group, and there were some comments that I still haven't had a chance to respond to. After that, it was going to go to right back to the Management Council as part of the.
Okay.
As part of what we deliver to the Management Council.
When you send that, you might go ahead and reiterate the rest of your schedule, the February 20th review with the tech group, and that you'll be providing additional documentation with that, just to keep it, in the, because the managers are going to lose track of what's going on.
Yeah, it actually gets reported at every Management Council telecon, too, the status of things. So.
Okay, thanks.
So am I understanding correctly, on the 23rd, we're going to have this data modeling telecon, and on the 30th, then, we're going to have a standards telecon?
Well, that was my next question, actually. So do we want to have a standards telecon on the 30th or the 6th?
I'm not available on the 6th, if that matters.
Anybody else have a preference?
Mitch is okay either way.
Then how about we just do the 6th?
Yeah, I'm ambiguous on the 6th. I don't know if I'll be here or not.
Okay, can I, I'm sorry, Todd, you said you were going to use the 20th for your review?
February 20th.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I meant to send some email to Ron earlier in the week and didn't do it, but since we're talking about schedules.
Yeah, I guess Ron's comment is with this, the data model stuff is taking essentially one of our telecons each month for January and February. Is that a problem that we need to worry about?
It's not clear to me that PDS4 and data modeling supersedes or has priority over standard stuff. If there's standards business to do, I think we should have standards telecons. And the working groups can fit around that. They're quite a bit smaller. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have nearly as much trouble finding a time.
Yeah, no, that's not it, Dick. They're going from working group to the whole tech session with these, so we all of us have to be there. And the options are either add an additional tech session working telecon in the month or give up a standards telecon to do it.
Yeah, well, we could combine them. We certainly didn't use much of our time today.
Yeah, if we're able to get through the status as quickly as we did today, basically if we're just doing status, I think we can combine the meetings. If there's some in-depth discussion that needs to happen on a particular SCR, it could be more difficult.
Well, if you're going to add 1098, 1099 in units to the next discussion.
I would be surprised. Well, I guess 1099 might be ready. Well, we can just say we'll leave 1099 until February 6th. I mean, I can obviously do a status update on the 23rd, but we'll leave any discussions until the 6th.
Okay, so the thought is we're going to go through a status on the 23rd fairly quickly and then jump right into the PDS3 information model. Is that what I heard?
Can I push back on that? I'd like to go first. If I'm, we do the standards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I would say let's decouple the two.
I mean, I'm not sure how long it's going to take. We would have 2 hours, but the way things go sometimes it...
Right.
Pushing into the last hour and trying to cram a bunch of stuff into it doesn't really work.
Well, another possibility, Ron, is to solicit and send out everybody's update on their particular standards issues via email.
Well, we could hold a standards meeting on the 30th and then on the 13th, which basically means we're going to meet for we'll have some extra meetings. That might make a lot of sense. Meet on the 30th. The 13th, and then Todd gets additionally the 20th. No? How do people feel about that?
Well, I think we meet as often as needed to take care of the work we have to do, and it sounds like that's probably the right approach right now.
Okay. So we'll have the 23rd reserved for Steve. The 30th would be standards. The 13th would be standards. And then the 20th would be the PDS4 information model. Does that sound like a plan?
What's happening on the 6th? Nothing? No meeting?
No meeting. Anybody object? Okay. Going, gone.
Okay, you're going to have to remember to update the Cisco thing for the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what was the final decision?
Okay, so the next meeting we're going to convene on the 23rd for the PDF3 information model. That would be Steve. On the 30th, we'll have a standards telecon. On the 13th, we'll have a February 13th, we'll have a standards telecon. And then February 20th would be the PDF4 information model. Okay, anything else anybody wants to go over? So Elizabeth and I have some action items. We'll try to get through those. Cool. Thanks. Anything else? Going, going, gone?
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thanks, everybody. Bye.